JJ, Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake. We've got a huge show lined up for you today, I can tell you that.
We got awesome prizes to win all up in the 3 hours of our show today. We also got some exclusive new music by Frank Ocean.
Have you heard it?
I haven't heard it. Oh, you showed me one song, but I haven't heard it.
That's good, man. That's so good. So yeah, we'll give you a taste of that within the next couple of hours.
Right now, here's On Top by Flume. Soul FM, let's get it on.
Banger. I want the top.
Tonight on Police 10-7, we're looking for your help to find two armed and violent mongrels.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that us, bro?
You are now listening to Luch and Jake here on Soul FM.
I'll be looking for more help from you later on.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake. Coming up next, we've got Earth, Wind and Fire. Also, we've got your useless fact of the day, because you know what? We always start off something really bloody useless.
Yeah, so we've got your typical useless fact of the day. Mm-hmm. Remember, also in the show, we are going to be giving away great prizes and also exclusive music for
yes,
you guys.
Yes, that's the one. But right now, here's Neo with Be On You here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unworldly.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unnatural.
The power of Christ compels you.
And destructive.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
I want to play a game.
The power of Christ compels you.
Luch and Jake, 3 to 6 here on Soul FM.
Let's groove tonight with Earth, Wind and Fire here on Soul FM. Let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake. And now it's time for Fire Your Useless Ass Cuz. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Useless fact of the daytime. Yep. This one's caught me by surprise because I don't really know what it is.
It's very, very gassy.
Oh, so it's a gassy one, eh? Oh, okay.
When it comes to farting, bro,
yeah.
Are you a silent but violent, or are you loud and proud?
Oh, you know, I kind of try hide my farts. I kind of just, you know, spread them out through wherever I am, so then one knows who it is.
Bam, bam. Because it says here, continuous farting for 6 years and 9 months would create energy equal to that of an atomic bomb.
Continuous farting. Mm. Like, what does it mean, continuous farting?
I don't know. Maybe like if someone
Maybe
someone farted in one big room and then the next person walked in, or they've got like a little hole from the top,
exactly.
And they got to, you know, they got to sit on it.
It had to be contained.
It would have to be one area.
That's some like Hiroshima stuff. Oh, they could have dropped an atomic
Nagasaki.
Damn. So that's your useless fact of the day there.
That's the one. Coming up next, it's TNCE.
DNCE. Yes.
The toothbrush here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Oh, come on.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're here with your boys Luch and Jake. Current time is 4:15. Coming up next, we've got some more yarns and banter, and also stay tuned, because within the next hour we've got a special giveaway prize.
Yeah, it's a very special giveaway. You could be spending New Year's somewhere very, very awesome, so stay tuned for that.
Oh, hell yeah. But right now, here's a banger. We all love these two duos.
These two robots.
These two cooks. This is Daft Punk with Around the World here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
If you've come here to listen to some smooth, soothing music, well, you're wrong. Straight out of Trap City, this dynamic duo is up all in your face. Catch the boys from 3 to 6 here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Don't forget your roots by 660. You know, they're good Kiwi band. They're from Dunners. They know how to drink their liquor.
Yeah, just a bunch of uni students making something classic.
Yes, that's the one. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake here on Soul FM. Now we're going to have a quick yarn about something very special our beautiful Aotearoa is going to get amongst. Do you know what this is, Luch?
Yeah, well, you've just told me, and it's in the news. It's quite a big story. So for all you Kiwis listening out now, you've just got a lot of stuff that's going to get way better for you guys.
New Zealand is getting a new public holiday to commemorate the New Zealand Land Wars.
This is awesome, because we actually have a lot of public holidays if you think about it. We've got Anzac Day, Waitangi Day, Auckland Anniversary, Labour Day, Queen's Birthday. I mean, we got heaps of those.
Yeah.
And now we're just adding another one on top of that. But the dates haven't been confirmed yet, right? So just tell us more about it.
Yeah, so the announcement was made by Deputy Prime Minister Bill English on Friday during the 10th anniversary celebrations of Māori King Tuheitia's reign. And as the Rangiriri battle site was returned to Māori at Tūranga Waiwai, which is down the road, work is currently underway to determine a suitable date. Also, a spokesman for the King said one of the things they're asking to consider is that it does not clash with any particular battle site commemoration, so that it can be clean and standalone date, and then people can have their commemorations on their dates free and clear of any hindrances.
So that's great. So that's for you Kiwis out there. Feel lucky because you just got another bloody public holiday.
Oh, well done. Fantastic, us Kiwis. Coming up next, we've got the top of the hour, so that's your new sport and weather. But right now, here is Flume Chet Faker. We've dropped the game here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
I've been seeing, I've been seeing your soul.
911, yeah! Jim Jake here on Soul FM.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys Lucha and Jake for your Wednesday drive. Hope you are having a beautiful afternoon in this fantastic, beautiful Auckland weather, which is raining.
Bloody cats and dogs everywhere.
It's like a bunch of strays all over the place.
All over.
Anyway, coming up next, we've got your useless fact of the day, because you know we always start off something really useless.
It's also useless but interesting. Yeah. And entertaining.
Exactly. Coming up next, we've got Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime, here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
I've got some great news. Your drive just got 666 times bigger. Ha 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 ha. You're going down.
No. Don't do it. I'm a virgin.
Ain't no mercy. 306 here on Soul FM.
I'll make love to you. Boys to men here on Soul FM. Let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake. Now, we do this every day, but hey, it's okay because it's time for Fire Your Useless Ass Cuz. Yeah, that's right, it is useless fact of the daytime. If you guys are getting sick over it, then let us know, it's on our Facebook page. But okay, we're gonna cut straight to the chase.
Straight to the chase. This one's quite interesting.
This one's more interesting than it's useless itself. Alright, so for you Maoris out there, sorry, Maldives, if you don't see a crocodile in the porphyry or doing a fat haka, then that's because it can't stick its tongue out.
To crocodiles. That's why we don't have crocodiles in New Zealand. Yeah. Because we're a well-known nation for putting our tongues out.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, look at John Key. His bloody, you know.
At Polyfest.
His pukana was beautiful.
Oh, boom, bam, and he's not a crocodile.
Yeah, he's not a crocodile.
Nah, he's like a snake.
So crocodiles can't pull their tongue out. That's an actual fact. And it's kind of weird because they have a really long tongue.
Yeah.
But they also have a very long mouth as well.
And they can like just snap your neck off with one
but they can't pull their tongue out.
Nah.
So good on them, because you know whenever they're eating food they never bite their tongue.
Yeah.
They can also never do a haka, which is pretty good because they are Australian. So they don't
that
need
is
to,
too
you know.
True. Too
they
true.
Don't need to, yeah. Oh. All they need to sing is good old Matilda. But yeah, so anyway, that was just a bit of your useless fact of the day. And right now, here's a banger. This is Red Dress by Magic here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
911! Tonight on Police 10-7, we're looking for your help to find two armed and violent mongrels.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that us, bro?
You are now listening to Luch and Jake here on Soul FM.
I'll be looking for more help from you later on.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake for your Wednesday drive. Current time is 20 past 3. Coming up next, we've got Don't Lie by Black Eyed Peas, but also I'm going to be telling you about Frank Ocean's latest album, which I've been waiting for a long time, and I can tell you what, it is so good. It is real good, but that's more after this song right here. This is actually Luch's favourite song that he used to jam back into primary school slash intermediate.
Yeah, I used to shuffle to the song, you know.
Oh, headbangers like bah,
yeah.
Wah.
Yeah, you'll see what Jake did on the Pulse next week.
Yes.
A bit of a headbang.
Yes, here is Now You're Gone by Bass Hunter here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Ruthless. Reckless. Dangerous. And most importantly, brown.
Oh, come on.
These fresh off the boat brown boys are your typical idiots who know how to crack a laugh. From spinning a yarn about the latest and greatest to roasting a bunch of idiots who are just idiots. So tune in to Luch and Jake from 3 to 6 on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Don't Lie by the Black Eyed Peas here on Soul FM. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake. Current time is 27 past 3. Now we're going to have a quick yarn about Frank Ocean's latest album, Blonde.
Yeah, now, so this album took its time to be released. Yeah. It took months and months. I mean, he kept saying, you know, it was going to be released, and, you know, it just never happened. The dates went past. But it is out, and, yeah, I haven't heard it yet, but Jake has, and he's got a bloody good review on it.
It's awesome. Oh, it's bloody fantastic. Like, it's one of those albums where you just... You listen to it for the first time, you're like, oh, okay. And then the second time you listen to it, you're like, oh, there we go.
Better, yeah.
I feel it. I'm starting to feel the vibes, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, but he's a great artist. I mean, I enjoyed his first album, Channel Orange, which was pretty good. And, you know, to hear him release a new album, a new record as well, and for it to be so highly anticipated, must be a good album, yeah.
Exactly. But, because of this, and it's, I think it's awesome. This song here, Self Control by Frank Ocean, is an absolute, probably it's going to get roasted by all the radio stations, I can tell you that.
We're going to get sick of it soon.
Yeah, exactly. But here's Self Control by Frank Ocean from his new album, Blonde, here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
They send their cars over, and now they're beating us economically. They are not our friend, believe me. But they're killing us economically. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. But we don't know, because we have no protection.
These boys have shut down the system. Now, catch Aotearoa's most wanted, Luch and Jake, from 3 to 6, here on Soul FM.
Hi, Booba, Usher here on Soul FM. Let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake. Current time is 4:15. Now we've got ourselves a new couple on the block.
Yeah, new Hollywood couple,
lads. Got ourselves a new...
Good old Ariana Grande and Mac Miller.
Yes.
You guys don't know who Mac Miller is. He's a rapper. He's a white rapper. You know, he's quite famous, actually, for being close with Ariana Grande. A couple years before, when she released one of her songs, he was in the music video, and they were getting a bit close. But, yeah, so the two were spotted in a cafe kissing. So, you know,
very
controversy, and or not really controversy, but it has, you know, hit the news, and it's hitting it hard because, you know, everyone gets involved when there's a new Hollywood couple. So right now we're gonna play a bit of Mac Miller for you guys, just so you guys can, you know, enjoy this moment here. So this is Mac Miller here on Soul FM.
Oh, it's a good song, Mac Miller with Anderson .Paak.
Oh, I love this song.
Okay. Dang.
Here we go, here's a banger.
Here on Soul FM, let's cook.
What do you get when you mix a Māori from the bush with a Chilean from out west? You get two brown boys, two microphones, and one hell of a radio show. Nothing but pure gold with these two brown boys. So listen up, catch the boys weekdays from 3 to 6, Luch and Jake, here on Soul FM.
FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake. Current time is 22 past 3, and now it is time for Fire Your Useless Ass Cuz. Yeah, that is right. It is Useless Fact of the Day, because we always start your day with something really bloody useless.
And this one reflects back on the one we had yesterday, which was a crocodile can't poke its tongue out. This one, this guy's a New Zealand haka champion.
Oh my god. So it says here, a giraffe can clean its own ears with its tongue. So each and every giraffe is part of the porphyry already.
Yeah, the first 15, you know, it's there, it's leading the haka, you know, it's doing everything. But the thing is with this giraffe is that licking your ears and getting the earwax out, it's pretty gross. I would not want to do that.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that one.
It's pretty gross.
But hey, multitasking.
I mean, people say men can't multitask. You're wrong there, mate, because a male giraffe can clean his ears while doing a haka.
Well done, son. You keep doing that. That was your useless fact of the day. Stay tuned for more yarns and banter with your boys, Luch and Jake, here on Soul FM. Coming up next, we've got Magic with Red Dress.
911!
Tonight on Police 10-7, we're looking for your help to find two armed and violent mongrels.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that us, bro?
You are now listening to Luch and Jake here on Soul FM.
I'll be looking for more help from you later on.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake. Current time is what?
20-4.
Yes, thank you, brother. Coming up next, we're going to have a quick yarn about my night last night, and it didn't end out too good.
Nah, he's in here. He's a bit injured.
A bit injured, I can tell you that. So we have a quick yarn about that, but right now, here's Adventure of a Lifetime by Coldplay. This is for you, Harambe.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unworldly.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unnatural.
The power of Christ compels you.
And destructive.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
I want to play a game.
The power of Christ compels you.
Luch and Jake, 3 to 6 here on Soul FM.
Paradise by Sade here on Soul FM. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake. Current time is 5-4. So coming up next, we've got your top of the hour. That's your new sport and weather. But we're going to actually have a quick yarn about what happened last night. Now, I'm sitting here. You'll be thinking that I'm sitting here like a normal person.
Yeah, well, you know, Jake's actually struggling right now. He's struggling for his life.
I can't handle for this pain. Last night, went out with the boys. Go to Soju Bar.
Yep. Got on it.
Got on it. On the way home, I cooked the curb.
Yeah, well, see, I knew something was wrong because I received a Snapchat from Jake at around 11.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a bit early, especially when you're going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jake has rolled his foot, and his foot is in a deep coma right now.
It's so painful. It's painful. I've been hobbling around the studio, around the course today. Apparently, I sent a lot of Snapchats about that last night to nearly everyone.
You did, mate. I was trying to sleep, and all I kept seeing was Jake's bloody ankle everywhere.
And I'm so sorry, and I apologise.
Oh, that's what you get when you're drunk, and you know, you can't even walk. You just miss the curb, and you roll your ankle.
That's the one. So I just wanted to have a quick yarn about that, because I'm in deep and agony pain. I can tell you that. Coming up next, we've got Believe.
This is a banger. Oh, this is a banger.
This is our favourite song, I can tell you that. Here's Believe by Cher. Cher? Cher. On Soul FM, let's get it on.
No matter how hard I try.
What do you get when you mix a Māori from the bush with a Chilean from out west? You get two brown boys, two microphones, and one hell of a radio show. Nothing but pure gold with these two brown boys. So listen up, catch the boys weekdays from 3 to 6. Luch and Jake, here on Soul FM.
Could you be love, RIP, Harambe and Bob Marley? They're sitting up there right now.
They're sitting up there smoking a fat doobie.
Ka pai. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake here on Soul FM. Now we're going to have a quick yarn about something.
So in Australia, they've added a new word to their dictionary. Do you want to tell us this word?
Okay, I'll tell you this word. So you're walking in the street and then you see this. I don't know if it's a human being or I don't know if it's.
It's attractive, you know. It's kind of like viz gear.
Yeah, it's like high viz gear.
High viz gear.
Yes, that's right. The word ranga is now part of the official Australian dictionary.
So if you guys don't know, a ranga is someone who suffers from gingivitis.
Yep.
So that means that their hair pigment has gone a bit orange, also affecting their pubic hair as well.
Yes, that is too true.
Too true, mate.
That is
like, So that word has been added. That word was actually made quite famous by the TV show Summer Heights High, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember
Ben.
Ben.
Sorry, Ben,
you ranger. Yes, that word has been added into the dictionary. So, you know, if you guys are going to Australia soon, make sure you spot yourself some decent rangers, because, you know, it's not a word that will offend them anymore.
No.
It's an actual word.
Exactly.
It's not slang. It's just a proper word. It's like calling Jake a Maldi.
You know,
see, he's not offended.
I'm not offended at all.
He just wants to get up and do a haka right
now. Yeah. Dudes! Oh, what a good yarn. So, yep, well, like what we said before, the big word ranger. If you're offended by that, you shouldn't be, because it's now an official word.
Here is the biggest banger of the bloody 70s and the 80s.
Speak of a ranger, here's Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up, here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Jake here on Soul FM.
Ain't no mercy, ain't no mercy.